Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down for my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. I don't know if you know this. I'm guessing you probably do, but it always somehow surprises me that this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is always Good Shepherd Sunday. And on this Sunday, we read from different texts depending on the year. And luckily, because they don't always totally line up, right? This one does. I am the Good Shepherd. Hearing those words from Jesus makes that Good Shepherd Sunday feel like Good Shepherd Sunday, doesn't it? I am the Good Shepherd. But what does this Good Shepherd do? Jesus uses different terms to define himself, to describe himself to his audience. And this is one that sticks with us, the Good Shepherd. Well, the Good Shepherd gathers the sheep. The Good Shepherd protects and cares for the sheep. The Good Shepherd loves the sheep. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The Good Shepherd is an image that gravitates and sticks to us because of the intimacy it implies. The Good Shepherd loves his sheep. The Good Shepherd places himself in harm's way in order that the sheep might be saved. Well, who are the sheep? We are, of course, right? We're the sheep. When I read this passage, I can't help but hear those words, I know my own and my own know me. I can't help but hear those words and feel them in my heart. I know my own and my own know me. This is such an intimate claim. And I can't help but feel my heart gravitate towards it when I read our gospel text this morning. This is a deep and powerful reminder that I am named and claimed by Christ as God's beloved child. That I am special, and you are too. That each of us is Christ's own. That you and I know him, and he knows each of us. And that it is in this deep and intimate knowledge of us, this recognition of all that we are, that God's love for us exists. And it is in that same love that the shepherd, the good shepherd, willingly gives of himself for the sake of his flock. This image of the Good Shepherd, this expression of God's intimate, powerful, and life-giving love is astounding and is surely enough to fill our hearts to overbrimming. And yet, this is not where the text stops. These words Jesus speaks, this image of the Good Shepherd, is certainly about the relationship that God forms with each of us, the relationship that Christ, the Good Shepherd, has with every single one of his sheep, yes. But it doesn't stop at the individual level. This isn't just a story about Jesus and me, or Jesus and you. No. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd. The intimacy of God's relationship with each one of us is astounding. The power of Jesus' love for me, for you, is awesome. To be sure, the magnificence of God's salvific power through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ Jesus is at work in each and every one of you in this room and online gathered together to worship today. Yes, but the power of God's love doesn't stop there. The power of God's love is bigger than our hearts can contain. The power of God's love is bigger than the walls of Christ the King Lutheran Church in Bloomington, Minnesota can contain. The power of God's love is bigger than the entirety of the global Christian church. The story of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is a powerful reminder, yes, of his profound loving relationship with each of his individual sheep. But this story isn't only about the shepherd. This story is about the flock. This story is about a ragtag group of sheep, some that travel in the same fold and others from folds as yet unknown, a ragtag group of sheep that spend their lives together, walking together, eating together, baaing together, huddled together for warmth and safety through the night, all of them trusting in the love of God which protects them. You see, we are called, every sheepy one of us, to come together, to live together. Help me, to love together, to laugh, to cry together, to grieve together, to praise together, to pray together, to eat together, to be together. It is fine and wonderful, truly, to recognize the power of God's love as it expresses itself in each of our own hearts. It is fine and wonderful to fall to our own knees in supplication to our Lord. It is fine and wonderful to sing our songs of joy by ourselves. It is fine and wonderful to practice our faith privately. Even Jesus went off alone to pray. But when we come together, when we sing together, pray together, mourn together, rejoice together, we find ourselves part of something greater than just each sheep. When we bask in the glow of God's love that makes each of us the unique person that we are, that is a wonderful thing. But when we come together as a community centered in that love, we allow ourselves the great privilege to bask in the glow of God's love that shines through the person next to us. Look around you, my fellow sheep. I mean it. Look around you. I mean, actually look at the people sitting around you. You can do it. Turn your head to the side. See what wonders God has wrought in the face and heart of these beautiful people around you this morning. And as you walk out of this place this morning, do it some more. And some more. And some more. You know the wonders that God has worked in your lives. Just imagine what wonders God has worked in the lives of others. As a matter of fact, don't just imagine. Go out and see for yourself. Amen.